Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on in to the home show today. Thank you for joining us. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a fantastic one. I am here with Heather Osmond, of course, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm so good. I miss you. We've had a couple of weeks off, and it's so fun to get together with you every week.
It is so much fun. I look forward to this show every single week. We get the best job in the world. We get to talk about Utah and the real estate market and what's going on, and it's always good news.
Well, and we do need to talk about how you add some value to your home right now, because you are always harassing me to get a can of paint, paint the walls white, update your space. I know there are easy ways, but you know, Heather, what my life is like. And the best way to describe it is hot mess.
So, well, Lindsay, you know, you are a reporter, an anchor, and a host here at KSL, and you have kids and a husband. You're just a little busy.
You know what? I was going to joke on Twitter that, like, has anyone else just been living out of laundry baskets for the last 2 weeks because my room is a disaster? And yeah, you know when you do laundry but you don't fold it for like two
right?
straight weeks? Yeah.
Yeah, you're
the
doing
clothes
that.
Are clean. They're just sitting in baskets.
You know what? You hear the best stuff here on KSL. I feel like, you know, we probably share things that maybe we shouldn't, but we're a real show.
Everybody does laundry.
Everybody does laundry. Everyone has messy houses
at some point.
It's all fine.
But you are going to talk to us about how we add some home value. I imagine a quick coat of paint could help.
100%. Yes. So as 2020 begins, the real estate market here in Utah is stronger than ever, and it just continues to climb. The trends are always in Utah's favor. Not only nationally are things just booming, but Utah is even exceeding all of those stats, which is incredible. I spoke with a variety of experts, not only interior designers, but builders and real estate agents this week in preparation for this show. And we talked about just what's currently appealing to homeowners and to buyers, from the spaces in your home, really to the small details, the big details, and everything in between. So today we're going to share some of those ideas. One of my favorites here is additional dwelling units in Utah. We talk about all the time how unaffordable those first home buyers are, you know, looking at those markets. In Utah, we talk about how unaffordable those first-time home buyers are experiencing in the market right now. Everything is way over their head. Not only does it take two incomes to be able to even buy a fixer-upper condo, but even, you know, the down payments right now with the exceptional low rates are just over the top. So adding additional dwelling units to your home not only helps you as a homeowner, if you currently own a home, you get that provided income to your basis, but also makes things more affordable for those newly marrieds, you know, those singles, all of those in Utah that just need to share a space.
Yeah. Now, I know they call these specifically ADUs, right? There's like a name for them, but are they different than like a mother-in-law apartment, or is that considered an ADU? And then are there some cities that have restrictions on those?
There are, yes. So ADU stands for additional dwelling units. So that does include mother-in-law apartments. So someone that's related to you, can be a family member, it can be a friend, as long as they take out the garbage or something, it can be that. They also have accessory apartments. Some cities allow them and others do not. So finding out the zoning specifically for where you live is going to be very, very important. But these ADUs have really become incredibly useful and popular, not only pre-pandemic, but during the pandemic, because they provide additional spaces for people to work away from their kids and other family members of the family, for in-laws and for other visitors to stay. And if needed, even a quarantine space, which is awesome.
Well, and I imagine you have to kind of weigh the cost. If you're going to like build an ADU onto your existing house, you're going to get the money back in the rent value there versus if you already have the space and you can just fill it.
Exactly. And In most cases, you can use that additional case. And in most cases, you can use that additional income to help you qualify for the loan, which is, you know, $1,500 a month to rent out your basement apartment is huge. Back in the day, I've told this story here on this home show before, but back in the day, my husband and I purchased our first home and we lived in the basement and we rented the entire upstairs, which paid for our mortgage. And most people aren't willing to do that or don't want to do that. But if you sacrifice now, you have lots of opportunities moving forward to take that additional income and invest it in your second or third home. So keep that in mind. Okay, number two, updating kitchens and bathrooms. You will never lose if you update your kitchen and your bathroom. It is one of those features. If they're outdated, they're usually really outdated and neglected.
But here, too, there's got to be a cost-benefit like analysis, right? Because gutting a whole kitchen, if you're reworking plumbing, if you're going underneath the cabinets, that's got to get pretty costly.
Of course, yes. And all of these are within reason, right? You don't want to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars if you don't have to. But if your home value is appropriate for that, maybe that would be worth doing. One of the worst things is having a potential buyer come in your home and they just see all the problems that they have to do and they just want to walk out because they have a full-time job. They don't have the time. They don't have the emotional energy and mental capacity to take on another full-time job. So if you can do some of those minor repairs, maybe even it is a kitchen gut or a bathroom gut, it will pay off. So many people are looking for already done, ready to move in homes.
And you, Heather, are the expert at switch out the knobs, change the coat of paint.
Yes. Like things that paint your cabinets.
Yeah, things that don't cost $1 million, but can add significant value.
For sure. And renovating that kitchen or bathroom is a great way to instantly increase the value of your home. However, it is important to choose quality materials because cabinetry in particular is subject to a great deal of wear and tear. So make sure you are buying things that will last. We don't want the cabinet doors falling off or warping.
I can't tell you how many times I've spilled egg down my counter.
The front of the cabinet. Don't do that, Lindsay.
It's in the creases.
Yeah. Yes. So spend money where it's important to spend the money. Appliances are a big thing. If you are in an expensive home, you want to look at those commercial grade appliances. And, you know, even in a home currently that you are renovating, finding those stainless steel cabinets. And if you are renovating a home, adding stainless or renovating your home, updating those appliances will make all the difference in the world. Number three is storage. Any type of extra storage, whether it's a shed or a walk-in closet in your master or a pantry, can add value to a home. I think with the pandemic, more and more of us needed extra space to buy that additional toilet paper or paper towels or the extra canned goods that we picked up at the grocery store. Saving for a rainy day is more important than ever. So
you'd be mortified by my pantry, Heather. I've got like rice packets spilling out. Like there's not enough storage in there. It's just like a closet size, right? So it's not a walk-in. There's no space. It was built in the 70s, so it's got that really little shelving.
Yeah.
You know, like just a side of shelving, and you go to the container store and try to fit more storage.
Organizing, yes, yeah, will be key. And I think this is a feature that will not be going out of style anytime soon. Even starter homes versus multi-million dollar homes here in the Utah area, there's never enough storage. So if you have that space, it's very, very valuable. In today's market, buyers are truly excited about the idea that they can have a large pantry. I think that is one of the features that in designing a home is more important than ever. Those open pantries, it's almost oftentimes the size of a small bedroom or a small office.
Well, and it just makes things so much easier, right? When everything's organized, I think you cook more at home, right? You're able to kind of like meet your nutritional goals because you're not like, it's not mental energy to do the work of like figuring out where things are to even cook a meal.
Exactly. And these types of spaces can also facilitate bulk purchasing. So Costco, Sam's Club, you know, this segment is for you. Number four, dedicated home offices. While many of us have been hoping for life to get back to normal, the days of working 9 to 5 in the office are not coming back anytime soon. I think most companies are doing that hybrid model. You can work at home part of the time, you come into the office part of the time. And it's working. It really is for most families. And I think we're all getting a little spoiled.
Raise your hand if you have a desk in your kitchen.
All of us.
Yeah. Because you had to buy one when the pandemic started because three of you now need a place for work and school.
Yes. And you just need a place to put your stuff. Yeah. And then not only your stuff as a mom or a dad, but then your kids need a place, right? Because they keep doing the homework and the at-home learning, and it's phasing in and out. And anyway, just plan for it. So those dedicated home office spaces are one way that you can help add value to your home. No one wants all of the homework and all of the home-centered bills spread out on the kitchen counter.
Yeah, so that's where it ends up if you don't have a space.
Yes, exactly. Okay, number five, outdoor space. Specifically in Park City, that has always been a huge trend. The views are incredible, but that is becoming more and more popular even in the Alpine, in the Salt Lake City, in the Holiday area. People are loving that space. It can be so useful. People are loving to go outside and sit on their back deck, their back patio, and do work and watch their kids play. How amazing in this world that we can do these things.
And that was a savior for us during the pandemic.
For sure.
Because if we couldn't have gone outside in our backyard that has some decent space to it and sitting area, it would have been real rough. Even more rough than it was, right?
I think so too. Yeah. And I think this is something that buyers will continue to want when they're looking for a new home. And I think this space is so valuable, even for family parties.
Yeah, it's so important. Okay, great tips for you to add value to your home. A lot of these don't cost a lot of money, just, you know, knowing which areas to update. Such good advice from Heather Osman of Osman Designs. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osman Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osman. She owns Osman Designed Interior Design and Furniture Stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, we have been talking about how to add value to your home in 2022, and you've given us some great tips on ways we can update the kitchen and the outside and the pantry space, things that buyers are looking for. I know you're going to continue this list for us right now.
Absolutely. You know, we all love to make money. And I think right now it's harder than ever to pay your mortgage payment for 99% of Utah's market. It is so difficult to get into your first home. So we're going to give you some ideas of things that buyers are looking for, and then maybe some pointers to make it more affordable for that first time buyer to get into their home. Number one, we talked about additional dwelling units. Those ADUs are very, very important. If you have one of those, good on you. If you don't have one, but you have maybe the space for one, if you need to add a little kitchenette, finish that basement, think of doing that, not only for the opportunity to have it as a mother-in-law apartment if needed. A lot of us have parents and grandparents that maybe need a place to live.
College-age kids,
I know. Even maybe a neighbor kid that can pay some affordable rent to you and just give you a little extra boost. Number two, updating your kitchens and your bathrooms. For the most part, that is some of the best money spent on a home that needs some updating. Number three, storage. Extra pantry space in the basement. Find a storage room, finish it so it looks clean and inviting and actually useful and not a dirty dungeon cave. And that can become very, very useful space. Number four, dedicated office spaces are more important than ever. People are working from home and oftentimes just need a place for their kids to do their homework as well. Number five, outdoor spaces. We all love it. We live in Utah. It's one of the best states in the country. The environment here is unbelievable. And we have multi-million dollar views in almost every city in the state. Okay, continuing that list, number six, wellness spaces and home gyms.
Got one of those.
You have one.
Yeah, we
I
put
know,
a gym
Lindsay,
in
I love that.
During the pandemic.
That's good, a good move. Wellness is now the most important request to add value to a home. People are loving that spa-like master. In my interior design business, we get to go into a lot of people's homes, and people are just tired. They want it comfortable. They want it restful. They want it clean and minimal, and I'm on board with that 100%.
Mm-hmm. And I bought myself a Christmas present this year.
Good.
As you should. I used treadmill and put it in the basement. We had a gym set up. My husband is big into fitness and has hence gotten me into it. And so he spent a lot of money on weights and stuff like that when all the gyms closed. And I didn't realize how much I would like it until we used a spare bedroom for it. And now I never have to go to a gym ever again.
I know. And sometimes you're just tight on time and you just want to get 30 minutes on the treadmill.
Or you put your computer on there and you just need to answer some emails while you get some steps in.
I know. Especially when you're just sitting in a chair all day. It's great. Those home gyms that include these features, the treadmills, the free weights, all of those things are definitely a trend that is not going away anytime soon. So if you don't have one, consider doing it. It was one of the first things that did close down during the pandemic. And I think people are becoming more interested in being fit, keeping fit, and also spending a lot of time working from home. So perhaps a pleasant, quiet area to think and meditate and just relax, even if it's just a slow pace on that treadmill, will be very valuable to you. Okay, number 7, multi-purpose spaces. These are those spaces that give homeowners flexibility and they increase value because everybody has different needs for their home. COVID has changed how people interact with their homes. The open concept floor plans, while they were popular and inviting back in the day, people still need an office space of some kind, or oftentimes those formal dining rooms can be converted by just adding some doors to that room, and it can double as not only, again, your home office for you professionally, but also for your kids' school room during children's online learning. Number 8, laundry rooms. You know, when I grew up, our laundry room was in the basement. And I never went in the laundry room. It was something my mom always did, which I, looking back, I'm just so grateful and appreciative to her for all of her efforts. But it wasn't really a fun place to be. Laundry rooms have since changed. A lot of them are right off of the kitchen. They're in areas that are much more accessible and they're happy and they're bright. And laundry's hard enough, so you might as well enjoy doing your laundry. If you have the opportunity, purchase a cute washer and dryer that makes you excited to do laundry. I know that sounds weird, but it really does make all the difference in the world.
Listen, Heather, my laundry room looks fantastic, and I still don't go in there. So,
well, at least you're honest.
That is the one room in my house you will not catch me dead in.
You're so cute. You know, in my home, I added 2 washers with 2 dryers, and it has made all the difference in the world. I don't love doing laundry.
Does anyone?
I just get it done as quickly as possible and get the heck out. But having a pretty laundry room at least makes it a little easier.
It does help. It does help when you're changing the clothes from the washer to the dryer and you like drop it on the dirty cement floor. You're like, well, cool. Now I got to wash this again.
Number 9, people just want clean. So flooring is one of the first things that people are changing right now. I have seen a huge trend of people pulling out all of their carpet and installing hardwood floors throughout their main floors or even in their basement. So that is not only going through the entry, through the kitchen, down the hallways, into the bedrooms, and then putting down some really beautiful rugs is more and more popular. And I think it's the right direction. 20-year-old carpet is gross. So the sooner you can get that out, the better. You know, with kids, with animals, who knows what's in the carpet? So if you have the money, that is a great upgrade to do.
No more grandma's shag carpet in your house anymore.
Not right now.
Time to upgrade.
Time to upgrade.
Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Design, stores in Lehigh and in Orem. We'll take a break. More with Heather's expertise when we come back on The Home Show.
Welcome to to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the home show today. If you are just joining us, I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She owns Osmond Designs, stores in Lehigh and in Orem, soon coming to Traverse Mountain. Heather, when's that store coming online?
We're just a little excited about that.
Right.
We announced it first on the KSL radio show. The plans are in engineering, soon to be at Lehigh City, and we plan to break ground sometime this spring or summer.
Ooh, so exciting. I'm sure it's just going to be a stunning store.
It's going to be so much fun. The big plan is kind of a mountain modern type store. Mm. It's not been done in Utah. It's a beautiful two-story building right there in the Traverse Mountain, Lehigh area, right by the outlet stores, and we couldn't be more excited.
That's so interesting, mountain modern, because that's not a style I would particularly choose, I think. But if anyone can do it, it would be you.
It's coming on strong. I love that modern feel, but just warm and cozy. And that's how I describe mountain modern.
Yeah. Okay. This will be perfect. So as soon as that store is up and running, you'll have to go see Heather Osmond's Osmond Designs at Traverse Mountain. But for now, you can go to the Lehigh and the Orem store. Okay, Heather, speaking of interior designing, the trends across the country, if anyone knows what's going on nationwide, it's you.
You're so sweet. You know, I do a lot of research about the national trends, and then I try to Utahize them. We are definitely unique in this market, but I think that we're very fashion forward. And there's actually a lot of the retailers, the wholesalers that say that Utah is starting some of those trends, which I think is pretty incredible. Here we are.
Tell you that I walked into a woman's house the other day that was just stunning, and I even told you about her. I was like, Heather, you need to go in this woman's house because it's so gorgeous. And then I went home to my house, and I was like, wah, wah.
Lindsay.
I thought I was on trend here, but apparently not.
You know what? I think whatever works. You know, a lot of us are just in survival mode. Your home should be a place that you love to be. So if you have extra time, give us a call at Osmond Designs. We do offer interior design services, and we can help. Lindsay, people like you are just busy.
I know.
And you don't have to be an expert in every category of your life. Do what you do best, sub out the rest. For a 1 hour interior design consultation, we charge $85 to come to your home.
It's so perfect. I really do need your help.
Yes, you do. It would be fun to help you. We get to talk off air a lot about some of Lindsay's projects, and I
none of which she ever does, but she talks about
we
them.
Have a lot of really great ideas. Yeah. And for Christmas, I actually threatened Lindsay that I was going to buy her a can of paint so that she could paint her basement, but
it still hasn't happened.
I know,
still hasn't happened.
I owe you that.
Listen,
one.
Survival mode is what we're doing.
Yes, but Lindsay, honestly, all of us are spending more time at home than we ever have, and the way that our living spaces look has been more important than ever. And that's where we come in. That's why we're here to help. That's why we do this show, is hopefully to inspire you and get you excited about doing some new fixer up projects to make you love your home. Or if you are thinking of selling your home, to help you prepare your home to get more money for your home. I spoke with some of the top interior designers, the builders in the construction industry. I stay very up to date on the latest and greatest with all of the things associated with the home and even with commercial businesses to make sure that we're spending our money wisely and getting the most bang for our buck. Number one, great rooms have always been very, very important in Utah. And it's something that most brand new homes are designing. Long gone are the separate living rooms, the separate dining rooms. It's usually just a great room and an office.
Define what a great room means.
So it's when you walk into a home and it's just a big room that's just right there off of the kitchen. So it's kind of a combined oversized room of a family room and a living room. And they're great.
Yeah.
Not only can they be beautiful, but they can be functional and comfortable for your family. And that's the reason for this great room. I think a great room is a great place to spend money. You want quality upholstery. You will be spending probably 80 to 90% of your time when you are awake in that kitchen great room area. And so we want it to last. We want it to be durable. but we want it to look good.
Is it more of a sitting area? Do you put a TV in there?
You know, it's I'd say it's about 50-50. A lot of people love that big screen TV to be in the basement, great room, family room area, and have a great piece of art over that fireplace oftentimes. But, you know, some people just love functionality and having that big screen TV over that fireplace mantle in that great room is fantastic because that's where people are.
Yeah.
So to describe what that is, I would say think beautifully layered spaces, a mix of prints, patterns, colors. You could even add some wallpaper, some textures and pillows, and of course, lamps. I think add the ambiance that all of us want in those spaces.
Do you know what I realized I don't have?
What?
I mentioned this woman's house that I went to the other day that it really left an impression on me.
Yeah.
She has pillows that karate chop. I don't have those. I have them downstairs. I don't have them upstairs.
Lindsay,
I think it's time for karate chop pillows.
You need them. That's a splurge. Valentine's Day gifts right here.
Yep.
Karate chop pillows. Those are those down-filled feather pillows. They're more expensive, but they are worth every cent.
They make all the difference.
They make all the difference. Colors are all the rage right now. Not only is it green, green is on everyone's mind, just all different shades of green, the emerald green, the moss green, that's kind of more of a muted, soft green, and everything in between. So if you have an opportunity, add colors that are, you know, in nature, the blues, the greens, the tans, the grays, the navy blues, all of those things. Bring them into your home and you'll never regret it. It never goes out of style. And of course, texture, right? Add that texture. Get a little coziness of some velvets or some tweeds. Combination of all of that is what really makes your home cozy. And oftentimes you'll walk into a home just like Lindsay did this week and she knows it's beautiful, but you don't know why.
Yeah.
Just the combination of all of it.
I had to ask her, like, did you do this yourself? Because it was so pretty.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And she did. She's very talented.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Woven and rattan furniture is crossing all styles right now. Not only modern farmhouse, but you're actually seeing a lot of that in modern homes. You're seeing it in traditional homes. So just having that basket weave, that caning is not only in accessories, it's in lamps, it's in chairs. It's just really fun. And oftentimes we'll look back and think that, you know, that reminds me of my grandma's chair. And so bringing that old in an updated, fresh way is awesome. I am always an advocate of earth tone paint colors. Back in the day when Joanna Gaines was doing her HGTV television show, everything was white and black. And people love that.
Modern farmhouse chic, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was all cookie cutter. And you see thousands of those homes all across the Wasatch Front now. But we are getting a lot of calls to have us come in and add some more color to those spaces. We don't want it to be stark and sterile. And I think that's where the warmth is coming in. The cool grays are going out and people want warm and cozy and inviting. And like we've said on the show before, paint is everything, and it's inexpensive and easy to do. You can even knock out a room on a weekend, and it just transforms that space faster than anything.
It's not actually the painting that's the problem. It's the taping and the putting down.
It takes some time.
Yeah. Then you peel it away in like 2 seconds, and you're like, well, the paint didn't even take that long. It was like the setting up for the painting that takes so long.
And that's where it's actually more important to spend the time because no one wants a crooked line.
Right.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So not only adding just some of the neutrals and the earth tones and the warm tones, people are loving drama. In a lot of the parade of homes we are actually in the process of designing right now, we're doing some dark charcoal offices. You walk in and it's
dramatic.
It's dramatic.
Yeah.
It's
do you
fun.
Love an accent wall or do you do a whole room like that?
We're doing a lot of entire rooms like that
wow.
right now. So in these larger homes, if you have a lot of windows, you can pull that off. I definitely would not be doing that in a basement where it's just going to feel like a cave. But if you add just a little bit of contrast, do lighter furnishings with the dark paint, it's actually pretty cool.
Mm.
So we're loving that trend going on right now. Adding wood to a space is more important than ever. We talked previously about adding hardwood floors, but that can also be done in furniture. So not only bedrooms, dining tables, coffee tables, end tables, nightstands, all of those things. Specifically in Park City, that barn wood look is a great accent on the exteriors as well as on the interior walls. And people are loving that. Dark woods, and then specifically the woods are making a comeback, as well as the white oak light blonde interiors. And those are just happy and fresh as well. And the combination of both of those together is perfection, in my opinion.
And do some of these styles are they timeless? Because you even mentioned how the Joanna Gaines fresh modern farmhouse is kind of out now, and these newer warmer tones are in. I don't have to redo this every 10 years.
Right. And most people are not going to buy a new home every 5 or 10 years to stay up to date. So at the end of the day, you need to buy what you love and then make it timeless and make it cozy and warm exactly how you want to be. But even those modern farmhouse white and black homes, you can add and update those by refresh them by just adding a little paint and adding some warmer tones in the furnishings, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Social media inspired spaces, specifically Instagram, is all the rage. Oftentimes, people have entire house projects that they have idea books that they'll share with me. And it's great because a lot of times they don't know how to describe what they want, but they can show me what they want.
Yeah, and do so, this, Heather.
Yes, I want this room. Yes. I want this look. I love this type of feel. And that's very, very helpful and gives us a lot of direction when we are making decisions for someone's home. So if you are in the market to buy a home, give us a call. If you're in the market to sell a home, give us a call. We'll make your home exactly how it needs to be, and that you will love it.
Yeah, it may be time to get a professional involved, especially in my case. I need professional help, let's be honest.
You know what? I wanted to fix one thing. I want to say you're looking to buy a home or sell a home, or if you're staying in your home.
Okay.
So whether you're renting, you're buying, you're selling, or if you're just wanting to update your current home, please give us a call. We'd love to help.
Yeah, I definitely need professional help, let's be honest, in more areas than one. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Back into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She's the owner and interior designer at Osmond Interior Designs, hence the name, Heather Osmond. Hi, Heather.
How are you, Lindsay?
So good. What's new at the store?
Oh, Lindsay, we get shipments every single day. I have had so much fun contacting every single wholesale manufacturer and finding out what they have in stock. I think the theme of 2022 should be in stock. What is available? You know, there are things that we all love that you can't buy, and specifically appliances is one of those. This last week, I attended a Utah Valley Parade of Homes meeting for all the builders, and they said, if you have not ordered your appliances for next year's June parade, now is the time to do it, which is, I mean, we're almost like a year and a half.
Yeah. So June of 2023.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. So with the furniture industry, it's much the same. If you don't have it in stock, you're looking at 6, 8, 9, 12 months out. Hmm. So we have 2 22,000 square foot showrooms. We also have a 10,000 square foot warehouse, and we brought in 10 containers. We have filled them with furnishings. So if you're looking to update, you can do it today. You can bring your truck and trailer, load it right up. We also provide delivery services, so we can deliver it, set it up, and take out all the garbage with us, leave it clean and ready for you to enjoy your home. And those are some of the best things, I think, at Osmond Designs right now.
And that's one of the ways you pivoted during the pandemic, was you just started gathering all the furniture,
anything
right?
We could. Yeah. And we were selling things faster than we could even get them out of the warehouse, which is unbelievable. We have full-time employees that's all they do is carry things out and bring new things in. And I have full-time designers at both of the stores that make it look as pretty as possible for the hour or two or you know, 8 hours that it is on the floor before it gets hauled out.
And that is one thing I love about your store, too. You walk in and it's like, oh, I'm home.
It's pretty.
It smells like home. It's pretty. And then I want to buy all the things.
I know. And we don't just line up our sofas in one area of the store. Everything is mixed so that you can actually look and feel and see how it would look in your specific space at home. Some of my favorite things that we have at the store is caramel leather sofas, caramel leather chairs. Everybody has had a dark brown leather sofa probably at some point. And this is just an updated, fresher twist on that, but adds that warmth to even that modern farmhouse black and white home that we were talking about earlier, just in the previous segment. It's great. They're darling. They're fun. And they're at all different price points. We carry the high end, the low end, lots of prices in the middle. Ottomans are the other thing that we cannot keep in stock right now. They are great as coffee tables. So if you put a tray on those, put your popcorn, your drinks on that, and then take that off when you need it for additional seating or to put your feet up to watch the Utah Jazz game. Go Jazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really great as well.
And I was going to ask you about the price points because as a admittedly recovering big box store furniture shopper, I go into furniture stores and I have a hard time spending prices. But furniture is one area where you really need to invest because it's quality.
For sure. And we are probably just a step up from a lot of the big box retailers here in the state of Utah. However, we do a lot of model homes, which those builders want as cheap as possible, but that still looks great. So we have specifically tried to buy updated, trendy, fun things in lower price points where maybe you want to do just a fun accent chair that's a little more trendy that you didn't spend a fortune on and put that in a bedroom somewhere or maybe in the living room that's maybe not as used as much, that's more for looks. So again, whatever your price point is, whatever your budget, we have furniture in stock right now. I know Valentine's Day is coming up and Lindsay, we're not that far away. So it's time to start thinking about gifting. We have the most darling gifts right now for, you know, your special someone, whether it's your mom, your sweetheart, and they're, again, all in stock. We wrap them beautifully, make your life easy, and gift cards are also a great gift.
Right, man. Do you want to know what we want for Valentine's Day? A blank check.
There you go.
A blank check to Osmond Designs. A gift card with an unlimited amount on it.
Yes, it used to be diamonds. Now it's just home decor.
Right?
Yes.
Home decor is a girl's best friend.
For sure.
I love it. Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. She's got stores in Lehigh and in Orem, soon to be at Traverse Mountain as well. So that store won't come online for a little while still, but definitely visit her in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, you also have your interior designers that are in the store. You can actually bring them a picture, right? And say, how do I accomplish this look? Or this is my space. What could go in here?
Yes, we do have in-store designers that can help you create that unique look so you don't look like the other seven neighbors on your street. That's where we really shine.
Yeah, so important. Heather Osmond, Osmond Designs. Go visit them while you're out running errands today. Heather, always good to chat. We'll see you next week.
Thanks so much, Lindsay. Have a good one.
You too. We'll be back on the Home Show.